And it really would be a tremendous asset. It would open up the West. It would suck away from Dublin all the people that are growing up. Places like Castleknock in Dublin is growing rapidly. Dublin's become much too big, and it would help the West to develop. People could commute, but take cars off the roads, put on freight, be very good for it. It would pay for itself in terms of road wear and tear about getting people out of their little cars. Yes. And then, of course, you may say, oh, well, the car has to, you can only go as far as the station. But park and ride could be developed, as they are in many places, where you could get a park and ride facility from the station, and it would make all that problem solved. It's just obviously, beyond words, obvious that the whole West would benefit hugely from a proper rail system. In fact, anybody who's got any interest in this at all, we have collected a total of about 50,000 signatures along the West, a lot of that in Donegal. I would round all the post offices in Donegal, except Tory and Aaron Moore. So don't expect there to be trains there. But anyway, to get signatures, I got several thousand, and Joe McHugh got several thousand, and on down the West, we have about 50,000 signatures. That does show a tremendous desire, demand for it amongst the people. So that has to be heard. We just can't go on saying to government, so please do this, and then having them sort of put it on the shelf and leaving it. We're going on and on and on far too long. It's time the government actually got down to doing it. And I hope this Arup report will stimulate the government into spending money, which will be an investment and it will be financially very viable.